Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to check on a transaction. It showed up on my bill, and maybe if I give you the numbers, you could tell me what it was.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
63339.
One moment, please. What's your name?
Pat Bomke, B-O-M-K-E.
Ms. Bumpkin, would you verify your address for me, please?
20305 Highway M, Curryville, Missouri, 63339.
One moment, please. Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what this transaction is on my bill.
Okay, so on April 8th, you agreed to pay shipping and handling to receive a smartwatch, which was shipped out April 11th, okay? So then you also, on April 8th, you had something like a Hero Body or something like that. Well, at any rate, the watch itself, you have 48 hours or whatever the trial period might have been, like 7 days in this instance, to let them know that you did not want to automatically be enrolled in a gadget store. They gave you a complimentary gift if only you pay the shipping and handling in hopes that you will become members of the gadget store. Unless you let them know that you did not want to become a member, now that was stated in the terms and conditions. Provided that they were read, it did state to you that they would automatically enroll you.
No, they weren't.
Yes, ma'am.
And the watch that I received has no way to charge it. It had no directions, no instructions, just a plain white box with a watch inside.
I understand. We have thousands of them go out all the time, and we have thousands of members. So, yes, I understand. Mm-hmm. However, the card, when you put your card number in, it does say at that time, if you did not want to enter your card to move forward, the card cannot charge unless the terms and conditions are accepted. Unless you accept the terms and condition, the card would not charge. Now, providing the terms and conditions were read, it was stated to you at that time that you didn't have to charge your card.
I didn't agree to anything. I got an offer from T-Mobile to get a free phone, and I said okay, and that's all the information I got.
Yes, ma'am. So your card number was entered, as well as your address, as well as your shipping address, as well as your email, as well as your phone number.
And you got that from T-Mobile because I didn't give it to you.
No, ma'am. I didn't get anything from anywhere. It had to be in your card number was entered. 1663.
That's because I pay my T-Mobile bill with that credit card. They gave you the number.
No, ma'am. No, stop right there. No, they don't give it. I don't charge anything. I'm a transaction center. I'm a call center. So first of all, we don't charge anything here. Secondly, this had to be entered from, now whether you did or not do it, I'm not saying that you did or you didn't, but this wasn't, your information wasn't entered through T-Mobile, because you got CVS, you got Costco, you got Home Depot, you got T-Mobile, you got all those. Those places don't enter your information. The information is entered either through agreement to pay shipping and handling, a sweepstakes, a survey, or something of the sort. That's entered from the cardholder. Now, whether you didn't enter it, I don't know that, but it was entered from the cardholder. It doesn't come from the merchant. Because we have slews of, but what I can do for you, the card was declined anyways on May 15th, so nothing was taken out. Can't do anything about the April charge, because if you had called in April, it wouldn't have been a charge for May. But May card got declined anyways. But what needs to take place is that I cancel your membership going forward because it is a monthly subscription. And you get charged.
You're kidding.
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly subscription. So what
then
I
how
need,
much have I been charged for it?
In April, because you're doing your trial period was 7 days from April to the 13th. So that's what that terms and condition tell you during that trial period. Because what it is, the company, they offered you a free gift if you pay the shipping and handling. We have thousands of members as members of this discount club, okay? Thousands of members.
I was charged $67.32.
Correct, on April 13th. And then, so the monthly subscription, which rolled around May 15th, it wasn't enough there to, well, they lowered the price for you was what they did, but it was declined anyways. They lowered the price to $56.95. All right.
Okay.
So,
that was caught by my credit card as fraud, and they had
no,
to
it's not a
the
fraudulent.
Part because of,
yes, ma'am. It's not
well,
fraudulent
they,
at all.
They said it was fraudulent, so they had to cancel my card.
No, when the banks call here, they call, we. When the banks call here,
well, my card had to be canceled, and they sent me new cards. So that's what I'm telling you.
Well, what I need to do is, and I'm not doubting that, ma'am. This is not a matter of argument. I just want to help you here. What I need to do before I get off the phone is just make sure your account is canceled so you won't be charged for June and July and going forward, okay?
Well, I hope not.
So your membership cancellation number is, let me get this canceled for you if you want to write it down.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me locate your account, please. Customer called in. Does not want membership.
You can't take off that original 6732?
No, ma'am. Membership.
Well, I'll file a fraud thing with my credit card then. So.
No, yeah, you can have them call, but they're.
It will be protested.
You can do that. It's a valid charge. So you can have them call
no,
when they call
it's not.
Here.
It's not a valid charge because I never
okay.
approved it.
You agree. Handle it with your bank. Let me finish this. Does not want membership account canceled because I'm not in the argumentative one. I didn't charge the card. I don't have your account.
Okay.
I didn't put it in. So
okay.
Hold on a moment. Let me just do what you need to have done right now so you won't recur any other charges, okay? A-S-K. All right. So that is canceled. And let me see what I can do for you here according to protocol. Let's see here. Okay, you're outside of your trial.
I was never given any of that information. Or I never would have approved it.
If the terms were read, ma'am, yeah, a lot of times, like most people tell me when it happens, like, darn, I didn't even read the terms and conditions. I just accepted it, which most people, you know, that's what happens with most. Because the card won't accept unless the terms and conditions have been accepted.
What's the cancellation numbers?
Yes, hold on, please. I'm checking something for you. Yeah, the thing is, it's the last month charge I only can do something with. Because the way it's seen is that if you had called in April, we wouldn't have been dealing with May. So it's May now. So the only thing I can do with May, if you had have been charged, is refund it. So it was declined, so there's no refund due. I would have refunded it if they had to charge your account for May. But they didn't do anything for you. They didn't charge you anything. But I have canceled the membership going forward, so you won't receive any reoccurring charges, okay? So hold on here just a minute. Let me make sure I got that. notated here, and hold on. Results. And I like to make sure it's done before I get you off the phone.
Well, that credit card's been canceled, so
I just handle the transactions, ma'am. It's nothing. I don't even have the account number.
Okay.
I don't have the account number or anything. I just let's see here. Okay. That has been canceled. I see that notated myself, as well as your cancel. Did I give you a cancellation number?
Not yet.
Okay, hold, please. Cancellation number CS and Charlie 259-67-4998.
Okay.
And going forward, you won't receive any additional charges. And thank you for calling customer service, okay?
Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Have a good night.
Talk about a scam.
What did he send you a magazine for $67?
No. You know that stupid watch they sent me? It didn't have any instructions or any way to charge it or anything?
Yeah.
Well, that was through T-Mobile. And T-Mobile has my credit card number.